Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's the national championship! Road to the Final Four. Let's go!
Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know,
DJ.
If I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. Let niggas take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a foot, it take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering. Whispering. Streets is talking. Niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. Yo. My first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took tricks with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holler if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling them.
What the deal? It's the streets is talking sports talk show with the twist hip hop. Oh man. April 4th, 2014. Man, you in the asylum with your host. You already know L Boogie. And I got my co-host, always my cellmate, G Row from North Park, Dallas, Texas. We coming to you live. I'm out of here after the show, guys. I'm going down to Dallas. Brody gave me the roadmap. How to, you know, get around, as Pac would say. Skeeter Mo, I'll be down there tomorrow, baby. Man, we doing it big tonight. The road to the Final Four. We're going to see who you got playing on Monday night, which I will be at. Remember, last year, it was my first one. You know what I mean? Some free to 5-5, and I got a chance to see those guys together. We was, you know what I'm saying, trying to get them on. Get them all out at one time. It happened in the national championship game. We finally saw those guys all together. you know, at one particular time. You got the NFL. Is DeSean Jackson going to fit in Washington? What do you think about that accusation? He got 16 guaranteed, 3 years, $24 million. But I got something to say about that later. But before we get all into all that, let me say what the deal to my co-host. What's up, Ro?
What's up with the hell, buddy? Hell yeah. What's going on, man, on this Final Four Friday?
Woo-wee.
They done landed. They in the town. I know my city is hot, and I know they're going to love the city, man, because they done built so much around that stadium, man. It's ridiculous. So I know them boys down there about to have some fun. You know, welcome Florida, welcome UConn, welcome Kentucky, and welcome Wisconsin. We going to blow your top while you're down there in the big city, you understand? That's how we get down in the big state, man. Jerry's World. You just look up and just see yourself on the Jumbotron. Come on, man. That's just too much, man. You know what I mean? Ah, Jerry's World. That's how you get down, Jerry. Welcome, everybody, to Dallas, Texas. You know what it is. Yeah, but it's a lot that didn't happen in between Monday to Friday. We done had Jadeveon Clowney's pro day. Now they talking about he should be number one. I thought it was, I don't know what's going on. But I tell you what, I was really impressed. I think that young fella going to be a stud. You know what I mean? A lot of NBA news. You know, it's getting down to the nitty gritty. 5 games left, Phil Boogie. What your Knicks going to do? What your Knicks going to do? There's a lot of other teams out there that need to get with it. But, you know, man, what you want to start off with first, man? I know it's a lot on the mark, G. What you want to start with, L. Boogie?
I want to start out with DeSean Jackson and his 3-year, $24 million contract, 16 of it guaranteed. Robert Griffin III reached out to him. You know, they have Pierre Garçon. They have the kid Rogers from you know, he played here at Arizona. But to be honest, Rogers was NBG, nothing but garbage. Who is he? About he, you know, they got a great tandem with those three guys, and you know, keep them on the field first. All three of them a bag of bones. Ro, you tell me, is this a good fit for DeSean Action Jackson? Going to be able to fit up in there in Chocolate City?
I believe so, man.
You know he's wearing.
I think that.
You know he's wearing.
I believe,
you know he's wearing 11 now.
Oh yeah, he could get 10. You know that's RG3's number. They spent a lot of. They spent more money on that 10. Than the 10 that's coming in. So the new 10 got to get 11. So I think DeSean going to be a great fit for the Washington Redskins for this simple fact. RG3 is a quarterback that can get that guy the ball. And DeSean Jackson has that type of speed, man, that you can't overthrow him. He can really run under a ball. You know what I mean? So with him and Pierre Garçon, the tight end, man, I think they're gonna be okay. Because one thing about Washington is that they have an offense that's confusing. And if you don't pick up on them, you're gonna find one of those guys open who can burn you. And don't forget, they got the big dog in the backfield, man. Big Alpha Morris. Let's not forget what he did 2 years ago and also last year, man. So if Washington can get it right and get those boys the ball and get them open in space, it just might be somewhat of a great fit for DeSean Jackson. The only thing I don't like about it is that he ain't lead the NFC East. He's supposed to get his ass out the NFC East, man. You should have went to Carolina somewhere, Chicago, somewhere where somebody really needed you. Washington didn't need you. Cowboys need somebody to beat up on. Now you got to be part of this rival. Yeah, Dallas and Philly was a rival. But you went to Washington. Now we got to beat your head in. But don't beat us too bad. It's one thing about the Washington Redskins. Over the years, man, them little wide receivers have killed the Dallas Cowboys. I know that. So that's the only thing I don't like about it. He just stayed in the NFC East. But we already knew he was getting the money. We knew he was getting his.
Well, it was kind of a pay cut. Let's be honest. He took a pay cut, $8 million. He wanted, you know, he was due to try to get close to 13.
Yeah, now, but you got cut. You got to take what you get. That was the best he could get. Hey, forget what you was getting.
Exactly.
In Philly. Yeah, you got to get what you can get, whether it's the pay cut or, you know, hey, you starting over. New chapter.
Think he's worth the $8 million. All he do is run flat patterns. I really don't think that he's worth the $8 million.
If you can get past
just run
one dude, if you got a quarterback who can put it there, hell, that's all you got to do.
I tell you what, ask Mike Wallace how hard it was when he went to Miami. Ask him how hard
yeah.
it was. Can't you? After it's just like any other sport. After a while, you have to run a route because they're going to put a safety over the top. And what you're going to do? Just keep trying to run past that safety. The great thing about it, what helps them out, is that the running game is so stout, and the play action, it freezes everything. That's what helps out. Now, guess what? It's all on you now, RG3. It's all on you now. You done took off the brace. Ooh-wee. So what? You took the brace off. Has nothing to do with your eyes and your arm.
Wait, you talking like RG3 is a bust? I mean, come on, man. He just had a sophomore slump.
Listen to this. I don't call anybody a bust until after their third year in the league, and I give them a chance because of injury. For an example, right now, Kyrie Irving, Anthony Davis, they're tweetering. Stephen Curry was, for a point in time, tweetering until he overcame those ankle injuries. I can't judge you to be good or great if you don't play a certain amount of games. Brandon Roy, he could have been great, but he had to retire because of injury.
Yeah,
so
RG3 took a significant
injury. I have
injury.
To wait
until
after
back.
Next year.
He'll
yeah, I have to wait the next year. Yeah, I have to wait and see what he does after next year before I can say what if he's a bust or not. His third year going into his fourth year.
Let me tell you something, man. That dude, RG3, got a lot to prove. He put himself out there in a
That's
position last year to where he had to, you know, try to overcome all the things that he said that he was going to conquer after that ACL, you know, trying to follow in the path of Adrian Peterson, and we all know that Adrian Peterson is a whole different beast. RG3 didn't do what we thought he was going to do, so we can call that a sophomore slump. But we know that dude wears his heart on his sleeve, his emotions where that can be seen. And right now he's doing a great job of staying out of the limelight. I think last year by putting himself out there, he kind of saw what it did to his reputation. So you haven't seen the Subway commercials. You haven't seen him working out saying, I'm going to be this and I'm going to be that. It's good for him to fly up under the radar. To be honest with you, that was the first time I heard the name RG3 in the sports news since, you know, his job was taken by Kirk Cousins at the end of the season. So I'm very happy about that. So I think that he's going to come back and he's going to be a good leader and a good quarterback for the Washington Redskins. And watch out, man. You know, them boys might do something, go from worst to first. It could happen in the NFC East.
It can happen in the NFL, period. That's why the NFL is called Any Given Sunday. any team can get on the roll and win some games and get in and do something just, you know, for their city. Some cities are waiting for that. Some are waiting for that. Not going to name any names. We don't do that in the streets. But some cities are waiting on that season. All you need is two or three of them. Ask the Cowboys. That's all you need. Ask the Patriots. That's all you need.
Yep.
And then you'd be considered great. But see, the reason why I come back to that is now you're going to have to see if he's great or not, because there's no excuse now. You have receivers. You have running backs. You have tight ends. Now it's on you. You had a whole year plus 3 weeks that you didn't play. When you got mathematically eliminated from the playoffs, they scratched you. Now you're going to have to play. Now you're going to have to play. And up there in Washington, D.C., and you know this, Ro, it's going to be very difficult for them to win with their defense how it is. So they better outscore people. We're going to see. We're going to see.
You know, they were definitely a better second-half team last year, and they put up a lot of points in the second half. They just couldn't get it together in the first half. But, you know, I'm pretty sure they'll figure it out. New atmosphere around there and everything. We'll see. All right, but I tell you this. It ain't going to work against the Cowboys. We don't play that.
Man. When we come back, we're going to talk a little Final Four. Some things you ain't even know. You in the street. 347-855-8896. If your phone go dead, log on blogtalkradio.com, search box, the streets is talking. Hey, man, shout out to myself. I just got, you know what I'm saying, nominated for the Hall of Fame at my high school, man. You ain't even know it. Man, shout out to everybody out there in Texas. Getting there to that Final Four. When we come back, we're going to holler about that and get in the asylum. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. You ain't even know. Let's go, Ro.
Refrigerator unplugged, then ho, you know it. AP and that PJ with a bright lean when on board. Got a mouthpiece and a 41 millimeter, you ain't even know it. Keep the 45 in my pocket, I ain't gon' show it till I have to pop it, then you gon' know it. Damn, who shot you, they don't even know it. Hawks game, fucking Floyd. CVC front row it. Rocko the Dunn, CEO it. Ain't got a rapper, you know it. It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know it. It's $1,000 pair of lean, you don't even know it. Just $500,000 car, you don't even know it. I came up from bottom, you don't even know it. My niggas all right with me, you don't even know it. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't even know it. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't even know it.
Hey, that nigga show you that re-rock, you ain't even know it. I die over these Reeboks, you ain't even know it. Put Molly all in her champagne, she ain't even know it. I took her home and I enjoyed that, she ain't even know it. Got 100 acres I live on, you ain't even know it. Got 100 rounds in this AR, you ain't even know it. Got a bag of bitches I play with on cloud 9 in my spaceship. Zoned out with these stay fresh from zone 1 through zone 6. Brickles all in my blood, birds all in my dreams, boats all in my yard. Lemon pepper my wings, I'm about to get you fucked, niggas whack. You ain't even know it, your main nigga about to turn his back. You ain't even know it.
It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know it. It's $1,000 propylene, you don't even know it. Just $500,000 car, you don't even know it. I came up from bottom, you don't even know it. My niggas all right with me, you don't even know it. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't even know it. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't even know it. Hey, we turn up every day, you don't even know it. Got your bitch with me right now, you don't even know it. We turn up in the club, you don't even know it. Got a 100 bottles coming, you don't even know it. We came up from that, you don't even know it. Drive a half a million dollar car, you don't even know it.
We back in the asylum. What the deal, Uncle Joe? I see you in the street, babe. We on the road. This is the final four. This Friday, the final four, babe. Man, I want to give a shout out to Global Network One. You know what I mean? For getting us out there. I want to give another shout out, you know what I mean, to the magazine No Strings Attached. They done caught up with your boy L Boogie. I get a chance to write a sports section of a magazine. Oh! Your boy Boogie, man. Go check it out. You know what I mean? If you're on your laptop, you know what I mean? Open up the window, No Strings Attached, baby.com, man.
That's
the roof fucking blow. We in the streets. And speaking of the streets, bro, the Final Four tomorrow, first game on the marquee, Florida, UConn. What's going to be the difference and who's going to win?
Repeat of what you saw happen to Florida when they took their last loss of the season. And that was about 2-3 months ago. You know, they've been on the high hiatus of running that, doing what they need to do to make it to the Final Four. They done won 30 straight games, L Boogie. The last loss that they had was against those Huskies from UConn. It's something about those that guard play down there in UConn, man. And Coach Kevin Ollie has done a great job of getting his team there, only being a second year, you know, head coach for the University of UConn. And I just believe Shabazz Napier and those boys are going to get the job done, man. Florida has learned how to bully teams when it matters the most and where it matters the most, and that's in that paint. But against UConn's already seen it, and they've been there before. And, yes, you know, your boy, all that jazz, Shabazz, had to hit a game-winning jumper, you know, to give Florida their loss. But, man, for the University of Florida, L Boogie, you know that when you lose to a team, and that's the one of the only losses you have, you remember. And let me tell you, them Florida Gators ain't going to get no sleep tonight. No sleep tonight, because they going to be thinking about those Huskies. And if they can just maintain their emotions, it's going to be a great game. But I just got UConn taking them out at the buzzer again. It's going to go down to the last second. Of course, we know it's going to come down to coaching, but the referees going to get in the way again, man. You know what's going to happen.
Like the Beastie Boys used to say, Crafty, that's my man Shabazz Napier. He's crafty and savvy. You want me to give you another adjective? Oh, my goodness. This guy is playing at all-time high. His stock is rising like you bubbling up in the streets. His stock is rising like he got the best dope on the block. You feel me? He flipping it. And I tell you what, I know I said Florida, but I always go back to when I said earlier in the beginning of the year, if you have a great point guard and a big man play defense and rebound, you can do something. And that's what UConn has.
Do y'all want to go against Kevin Ollie? No, I do not. Do I want to go against the great play of what Florida guards and their length? No, I do not. I want to be like the scorekeeper for the sports officials. Heaven know you sports, what the deal? Oh, man, I'm in the streets, man. I got the Audi blowing at me. But anyway, whew, I got to go with Florida.
Oh.
Reason being, you said it just now, the referees. Now, if Napier gets in foul trouble early, uh-oh.
Trouble.
Like Bernie Mac said, the players club, it could be trouble, trouble, trouble. I'm telling you, it can be trouble. So I'm going to go with Florida on this one, Ro. I know we agree to disagree, and I think we're going to disagree on this one as well. So I got to go with the Gators, man, nipping them at least by 5 points.
Got
5 points. Now, the next matchup is going to be a great matchup. You know, styles make fights. The great coaching of, you know, Bo Ryan, and you got your boy John Calipari. Now, there's rumors, you know, in the streets, my snitches, they've been getting at me, telling me that, you know, Coach Cal might be jumping to the NBA next year. Who knows? I got a lot of people talking to me, but I don't even want to, you know, get into that. With them bright lights and Phil Jackson, I ain't going to say nothing. But anyway, you got five freshmen. It hasn't been done since 1992 with the Fab Five. And you got Wisconsin so well fundamentally sound. And you got these athletic guys going, four of the five are going back home, at least to the state, and represent. Now, my the key factor, what do you think, Ro, is the key factor for which team is going to be the edge? And who do you got winning?
You know who I'm rolling with, man. I'm Texas Pride all the way, man. I just can't get enough of it, man. So I'm going to go with them Kentucky boys, like I've been talking about all season. You know, part of me has to do it because my wife's father is from Kentucky, and you know he was – You know how the in-laws get. So I'm going with Kentucky, but here's the real reason, man. It's all about them twins, El Boogie. I've been trying to tell you, man, all season, man. It's about them twins, man, out of that Houston area. You know what I'm saying? Yes, John Randall, the twins, and
Julius.
Yeah, Julius Randall and your boy Young are all from Texas, some part. And it's a homecoming. And, yes, you got to do the best that you can to control your emotions. It's kind of tough, especially for, you know, the fresh six and then the stout of Wisconsin, the veteranism of Wisconsin. This is their first time there, whether you're a freshman or a senior. This is just their first time there. So what's going to happen is that these guys are going to have to first look at the crowd, take that in, 75,000. Then they're going to see their family members. They got to take that in. They got to calm it down. And then they got to hear that whistle and all the flashes. And, you know, the camera flashes are going to be tough enough on the jump ball, you know. So once all that happens and everybody gets it, the first 3 to 5 minutes, out the way, you know what's going to happen. It's going to be basketball time. So don't be surprised if one team is down 7-8 points early, or if these guys are just scoring like, you know, nobody's playing defense. It's just going to be the excitement and the emotion of the game that they're going to be feeling, and it's just going to be hype. So I got Kentucky. I love the freshmen. You know, I roll with them twins, man. I roll with them twins, and they really stepped up. The shooting guard, he shoot 50% from the 3-point line. Boogie, come on, man. He's on fire right now. And if he can continue to do that, but like we said since the tournament started, you live by the three, you die by the three. So I'm going to show love to Kentucky. I got them winning Kentucky-UConn in the final. That's who I got Monday night. And I tell you who will win Monday because we play the show on, play the game Monday and we got the show on Monday. So I let you know who win on Monday. Who you got?
Well, you know I'm going with my man, Cal, John. This is fifth appearance to the Final Four. Great coaches get there. And he's going, he gets there, he gets it done. So I'm going to go with Kentucky on this one. They're hot, like DMX said, man. You know, I'm kind of hot right now. And they're hot, and I think that they're going to prevail. It's going to be a great game. See, Murder down there in Wisconsin, he called in on Monday. Sorry, see, Murder. I know your boys is hot. They've been balling, and it's y'all against the world. I know you ready. I know your badges is ready, but I just don't think they're athletic enough to get out on Wisconsin. I don't think so. But the key is going to be, as Rose said, who will hit the three-pointers? Who's going to be most effective and efficient behind that three-point line? And whoever does that, they're going to win the game. Hopefully it's Kentucky, because I would love to see, you know, Kentucky and UConn. It'd be a great game. Florida, if they play Wisconsin. And those are the only two teams that beat Florida this year, if the world doesn't know.
Yes, sir.
Wisconsin and UConn. Wow. And they're in the Final Four.
And revenge factor is on the mind. So that's a good motivation
and Kentucky,
for Florida.
And Kentucky came close.
Can we have an SEC final? Can Florida and Kentucky make it?
Woo! We will see. The streets is talking. But before we get to the asylum, what did you think about Mr. Clowney's pro day? He clowned, didn't he?
I'm going to tell you something, man. The reason why I enjoy watching his pro day compared to Johnny Money's pro day or anybody or any other quarterback's pro day was this. This guy is a defensive end. And yet, El Boogie and the world, they had this guy doing drills as if he going to be playing middle linebacker or covering somebody and, you know, going out for a pass. And guess what? He shocked the world. He did it all. With fantastic physiqueness and movement and just, he wowed everybody without a DJ, without a helmet on, without shoulder pads on. I mean, this dude did it all. And he was doing some things that I've never seen a player have to go through in their pro day. I've never seen jumbo rings like that where a guy has to run around and do this and do that just to, you know, impress the people that are there taking a look. Yo, Houston, Texas, man, you got your hands full. But I tell you this, I'm like Jadeveon. You better take me. I don't know what you're thinking, but you better take me. I'm the best in the draft. I'm going to be the one that's going to last the longest, and I'm going to be the one that's going to cause the most noise. So you better take me number one. Houston, don't be stupid. Do not give up your number one pick. You better take that pick, and you better make sure that you get the best person out there on your board. It's only two. If you need a quarterback, you better get Chuck. If you need a man, look, we know you need defense, so you better get Jadeveon. You can't go wrong, dude. Don't let this one be a uh-oh. Don't be the one, Houston, Texas. Come on now. El Boogie, I was impressed by Jadeveon Clowney's pro day, and I don't even care and didn't care what he did last year because the first 2 years were all the work I needed to see off watching him from the first 2 years. What was your thoughts, homie, before we go to commercial?
My thoughts, oh my. I think that Mr. Clowney is your modern-day Lawrence Taylor. He's one of those guys, a LeBron James, a Michael Jordan, a Jerry Rice, somebody that you will, you know, barring injury or anything, that you might, you know, you put him up there in the echelons, you know, to walk in the pasture of the greats, you know, with your Walter Paytons and Emmitt Smiths and Barry Sanders, those type of guys. And if you want to just go on, you know, his position, you know, we can go on and on. That man, he can do whatever he wants. If they don't pick him first, Houston, we have a problem. That's like you not picking Randy Moss at number one when you should have. What has he not done besides speeding tickets? Now, we're just talking on the field. That can be an issue. We're talking Reggie White type, you know, things that he's doing out there. Simulating things. It's remarkable. I'm telling you, it's remarkable. And I tell you this, Ro. If they don't pick him at one, or he slides and he just keeps sliding, I'm wondering what guys are going to do at number 2, 3, and 4. What are they going to do? I tell you what, don't let me be the GM.
Yeah, me neither.
I wouldn't even have a second thought. I would be worrying about who's our second round draft pick. I know I'm getting Jadeveon Clowney. Are you kidding me? Jadeveon, don't even come to the draft. Go kick it on Myrtle Beach down there in South Carolina, you and your family. Go kick it. You don't even need to come to New
Myrtle.
York. Go down to
Myrtle
and kick it. Don't even come. Go down there. They're going to have the bike-a-thon down there. You know, the bike rallies, they be down there. Go kick it. It's close to Cinco de Mayo. Go to Mexico, baby. That's what you need to do. But when we come back, we're going to get in that asylum, and we also going to talk some NBA, East and West. The last two spots are up for grabs in the 7th and 8th spots in both divisions, respectively. What's up with Tiger Woods? It's looking ugly. You in the streets, 347-855-8896. Man, big shout out to Global Network One, AJ, the sports officials, and No Strings Attached magazine. Oh, we doing it big. Let's go.
Song dreams for you cause I had dreams for your thoughts of a ring for your childish. You know childish, anonymous flower set, you know cowards. Now this is not a hoe, took a power trip back home. I'm grown now and the city's my throne now, huh? The same clubs that I used to get tossed out. Like got crisscrossed, totally crossed out. Cause now I'm in the and I'm totally bossed out. 06 trying cause they know that they lost out. But I'm still on you, I'm still on you. My drink fell on me while I fell on you. I'm saying
iHeartRadio on demand.
Believe me if I said I'm in love, baby, I want you to want me. Would you believe me if I said I'm in love, baby, I want you?
And we are, got me up for me.
Gotta be the longest crush ever. If I ever get the f***ing be the longest bust ever. Love is a drug like the strongest stuff ever. And Cause I'm on one. You feel me? She on a power trip. She got me where she wantin' it. Wiping in the club, man. My homies gon' disownin' it. Like, give me $20. Hey, too bad how you get to college. I'm in your city and I'm wondering if you're home now. Went and found a man, but I'm hoping you alone now. Can't help but feeling like I dropped the ball, cliche. I used to pop up on you at the mall each day. Now typically I kick game like East Bay, but you gotta freeze frame, yelling please play. For Pete's sake, homie, pull it together. Just hook up one time and be through it forever. But
would you believe me if I said I'm in love? Baby, what you want?
The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. From a street perspective, you back in the asylum, man, with my co-host and producer of the show, T-Row. I'm your boy, the host, L Boogie. Man, send us, throw us a kite. The streets is talking, you know what I mean, @gmail.com. You know, check us out on Facebook, The Streets is Talking. You already know.
Yep, yep. Man, L Boogie, big shouts out, man. Like you said earlier, to our big brother sports officials, man. Man, big shouts out to AJ, man. Ustream, Global Network One, man. Man, they try to take us to another level, L Boogie. Yeah, you know I mean?
Man, another shout out, man, to OG, man. OG scorekeeper, Heaven O U. You know, Neely Neal. Mitch, where you at, baby? I want the rent. And the host, T. Nick, man. You know, he probably is going to call you in a little later. But, Ro, we got a lot going on. And before we get to the asylum, the NBA, on and off the court, tell me a little bit what's going on off the court, and I'll talk about what's going on the court.
That was the situation, man, with one of the players, Dante Cunningham, man. He's arrested for assault and battery. Haven't really got the full report on that, but, you know, yeah, some things going on with that guy. We'll get the story tighten up for you and have it for you on Monday, man, the whole full, you know, rundown on that, man. But dude locked up without bail, you know what I mean? So he must have done some that may have been a little bit tragic than what we know, but we're going to give him the benefit of the doubt until we find out more information. But, yeah, man, last night dude was arrested, and we'll give you further details on Monday, man. What's going on the court?
It's they're fighting for the last spot, and when I say they, I'm talking about the Knicks, the Hawks, and the Cavs. They're fighting for the eighth spot, okay? And you got the Knicks after tonight. They have 5 games left. The Hawks, they have 7, and the Cavs have 5. Now, Knicks, they have 2 at home, 3 on the road. The Hawks, 4 at home. 3 on the road, and the Cavs, 4 at home, and 1 on the road. And let me ask you this. Who do you think is going to prevail? And let me give you a stat. The Knicks, these are their next 5 games. They're at the Heat, the Bulls, at Brooklyn, and finish at home against the Raptors. And I'm looking at the Hawks, and the tough games that they have are at the Pacers,
at the Nets, home against Miami, and Charlotte. Those are their tough games out to seven. And the Cavs, they're playing the Hawks right now, and they have the Bobcats and the Nets as far as over 500 teams that they have left. They have Detroit, Milwaukee, and Boston in between the Bobcats and finishing the season with the Nets. So out of those three teams, Ro, in the East, who do you think is going to get that final spot to go to the dance?
Y'all get it?
Can you hear me, Ro?
Boogie, y'all going to get that spot?
Whew.
What you doing in the studio, man? You sweat back there, man. What you doing on the side of the window, man? You had to take a sip on it.
Streets. Of course, I'm going to say we're going to win. We done won our last. We won 15 out of our last 18 games. We're playing
right.
The Wizards tonight at home. We were winning the last time I looked at the streets. At the scoreboard, and I'm going to get another take before we end it tonight. And all these games will be done. Atlanta looked like they were blowing Cleveland out by 20 the last time I checked. So, but we're in the eighth spot, and we're a game above Atlanta, and then Cleveland falls at number 10. So they stay put, and if we win, if we won tonight, we'll stay in the eighth spot. But if we lose, we're flipping back and forth.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to give us, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to give us the edge. Who do you got?
I got you. I'm rolling with y'all, man. And it's not just because Phil is in the building. It's because y'all had this momentum going before Phil even got there. And now that Tyson Chandler that opened his mouth and said something that put y'all out there, you got to do what's been said. So I think that y'all got a mental, put everything on the shoulders of that dude they call Melo and get it done. Get that AC, baby. That's what y'all need to do. And then do the unthinkable. Let Indiana get the first seed, and then y'all just whack that ass like y'all supposed to do, because Indiana ain't looking good right now. Them old suckers.
And I'll say this. I'm going to put it on the limb. If we get in, watch out. It's a new season. But that's only if we play Indiana.
You don't want to see the Heat, baby.
At all. So, but but in the West, row, you got Memphis, you got Dallas, you have Phoenix, and you have Golden State fighting for 6th, 7th, 8th spot. And one game separates those teams. And I ask you, who do you think is going to get that 7th and 8th spot? Because those two spots are up for grabs in the West. It's not just one spot in the East. Who do you think that, you know, out of those teams that's shaking up is going to finish and make it? Who's going to be the I team out?
Man, you talking about three teams that have been playing pretty good since the All-Star break. And I'm talking about Memphis, Phoenix, and also the Dallas Mavericks. Now, it's, you know, with the one game, L Boogie, it's tricky, man, because you got to win to get in. It's like it's your March Madness jumping off in April. You know, and with five games left, you really got to be on point. You know, Dallas pulled off a win last night against the Clippers. The Suns got a tough job with their last five games. I'm going to say Memphis just might be the team that's left out because Phoenix is trying to find ways to get in, and they play hard. They play a lot of close They play a lot of close games against a lot of teams, and I think they just might do it. I think Memphis might be the team out, even though they won tonight against Denver. It's going to be tough, man. You really can't call it. I mean, it's just, I don't know, but I hate to be a bookie on this. I hate to work in Vegas on this one, man, because that's just tough, man. And whoever gets in,
going to have that momentum where AC could really take out a one seed, even though San Antonio looked real good until they ran up against Oklahoma City that night. Sporty fans online, by the way, too.
Ooh! The host from the ladies' locker room, you know what I mean, Ms. Zara? Oh, man, the ladies' locker room, the Sporty Pants. Ms. Sporty Pants, she's on the line. Okay, we're going to make sure we get her in.
Okay.
But they ran up against a buzzsaw last night, and my question to you, would it make any difference if Manu Ginobili was playing? Just your take real fast. Would that have made a difference in the outcome of that beating they took last night? And let's not forget, they're 0-4 against OKC this whole season. They haven't beaten OKC.
I'm going to tell you like this. We talked about this earlier, man. It's tough when you play a team like San Antonio, even though they don't have everybody playing when they play some of these, you know, apart teams, these above 500 teams. But the thing about San Antonio is that in a seven-game series, they learn how to figure you out. And with them not being able to win a game in the regular season against Oklahoma City, I don't think that's going to be a factor once the playoffs begin, because like you and I know, this game slows down, and not only does it slow down, but it also helps you to, you know, you're playing a team for seven games. And so coaching comes in, and coaching becomes a factor. And we know who's one of the best at doing coaching. It's that dude Pop. So it didn't really mean nothing. I mean, regular season is regular season. We go by what happens in the playoffs, mate.
Do we still got Miss Sporty Pants, the ladies' locker room still on the line?
Let's go to a commercial real quick, and then we'll get to Sporty Pants right after the commercial.
There you have it. We're going to get the host from Miss Sporty Pants herself, the ladies' locker room, Miss Zara Cockfield. We're going to get her in. They on Saturdays, you know what I mean, 1 to 3 p.m., nostaticradio.com. Man, we want to give another shout-out, man, to Global Network One for putting us together, you know what I mean, in the magazine, No Strings Attached. You know what I mean? Like I said, world, you know, NoStringsAttached.com and No Strings Attached magazine. Man, they done opened up the door for you, boy. We're going to have a sports section. I'm gonna, you know what I mean? I'm going to be editor. You know what I mean? Put that together. So guess what? Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Let's go.
Hit that category 5 when I walk up in the strip club. Throw it high, make you and George wash the headbutt. OGs never fed us, now young niggas fed up. Ballin' so hard, I deserve an and
okay.
One. Faking soda market and I'm getting it, ain't it obviously. You a bitch, you a hoe, that's just my philosophy.
Yeah.
And I'm known to kick it like the captain of a soccer team. Billie Jean, red leather, same color. Counting on the elevator, you gon' need a debt.
swimming with them barracudas. Close that docket on that motherfucking prosecutor.
Cause the fans watch. We in the streets and the fans watching. Man, we gonna give a big, big, big shout out, man. Man, I knew this young lady, man. You know, I just got flown a kite. She's from Ohio, Cleveland, that is, and she lives down in, you know what I mean, ATL, and she had a very serious accident. Name was Shayna, man, and just want to give her a big shout out, and my prayers goes out to her. Car flipped over, man, antique car. So just got that news. So if you're out there in the world, you know, please pray for her. Just got that. If you're out of the streets, just send me things, and they know how, you know what I mean, we positive we are, and like they said, they can't stop the positivity of what we do. And the synergy that we bring in to the streets. You know what I mean?
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, L Boogie, man, another shout-out, man. North Park, Texas, man. Everybody down there showing their love in the big state for the 504. You need anything, call Skeeter Mo Jiggy Johnson III. Get you taken care of. You know what I mean? Meet him at that block.
I see you, my Skeeter Mo, Skeeter. Hey, Ro, before we get into the asylum also, can I say one more thing, man?
What's up with it, player? Pimp, 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 pimp.
I'm concerned about Yasiel Puig, man. He didn't make it to batting practice on time, and they benched him. And you know what it brought me back to? Larry Brown and Allen Iverson. We talking about practice. Not the game, but we talking about practice. Not the game. Not the game I put my heart and soul to. We talking about practice. Now, let me ask you this, Ro. He's a young player. He hasn't put it in like Iverson for him to say, not the game, it's practice. Do they have a problem out in L.A. with this young kid right now? Is this something they need to be concerned about? Or did he just get caught in traffic?
I like the way you put that. Did he just get caught in traffic? First things first, L.A., there's a problem. You got to cool the heels of that young fella, man, who can do big things when the lights come on. But there's such a thing called being a professional, L Boogie, and that he hasn't learned just yet in this, what we call our national pastime. And you know, he needs to take serious, L Boogie, and he don't seem to have that on his toboggan just yet. Before the season even started, before spring training, two speeding tickets, you know what I mean? One, they let him go. The second one, they gave him a ticket. And now, missing practice, thinking that he's bigger than the gang. Come on, man. Just because you're from another country and can do big things in your other country and, you know, y'all do it a different way, you can't do that here in America, Mr. Yasiel Puig. So, sir, I would advise you this. Sit down for a minute. take a good look at this game, because it could be here today and gone tomorrow, man. So make sure that you appreciate the position that you're in, young fella. You know what I mean? But there is a problem with that fella, you know. So they go, I'm pretty sure that Don Mattingly, with his, with his extension, he has more pull. So he's going to get that under wraps, and you'll see a different Yasiel Puig, because from what one of my snitches told me earlier today, Matt Kemp is back, baby. So it's all the cracking. Now that Matt Kemp is back, you know, you can be in a position to counsel somewhat of Yasiel Puig at this particular time. You know what I mean? That's what I think. But, yeah, that's a problem in L.A., man. And who thinks there's not a problem in L.A. with that guy? Come on, man. Practice? Like you say, he ain't our status yet. Come on, man. You did good. You helped him start that firecracker last year. But, man, hey man, it's just the season just started. Come on, man.
I would trade him. If Matt Kemp comes back and be great, I would trade him and get a lot for him if he keeps acting up like this. Don't get it twisted. I think he's a great talent. I think that he's going to be if he stays the course and don't do these idiotic things that he's doing, because I just said he's not Allen Iverson status yet. He's not proven. He's not geometry yet. It's not a given. So he has to prove that he's that guy. But if he continues this and then next year, does it again after his, he only signed a 3-year, little deal. He needs to understand that he's playing for another contract. They need to translate that in Spanish to him.
Español.
Because I know you smell the dinero. I know you do. Regardless of, your swag can't be bigger than the game. It will never be. Never be bigger than the game.
So he needs to get, understand that.
In some type of layman's term. So I'm very intrigued. It's going to be looking at that, and we're right up the road, and they do come here a lot, and we go there a lot as a unit, on the streets. So we will see what Yasiel is going to do. Very, very, very interesting.
Yeah, man, while we got some time, man, let me do the street sweeper real quick, man, while we got a little time, man, because there's a lot that happened that we're not going to be able to really get to. Man, they come out with the AP coach and the AP player of the year, man, and the AP player of the year goes to your boy, none other than Doug McBucket. That's Creighton's all-time leading scorer, Doug McDermott, who, had a great senior year. And the coach of the year goes to Coach Greg Marshall, who led Wichita State, to an undefeated regular season, and they took a loss to Kentucky in the Sweet 16. And, big ups to those guys for taking that award. And, man, let me tell you, Doug McDermott got voted, all of the votes except for one, and the one vote that some nunnuck gave it to Russ Smith out of the University of Louisville. So that's how good Doug McBuckets was this season. Led the nation in scoring. In other college news, big ups to your boy Danny Manning, Coach Danny Manning, that is, who coached Tulsa into the NCAA tournament this year. He's taking his talents to Wake Forest after only coaching two seasons in Tulsa. So big ups to Coach Danny Manning for doing what he did with the Tulsa team out there in Oklahoma. You know what I mean? And big news on this, man. The NIT championship was last night. Two big coaches, well, I should say one son of a big-time coach, Richard Pitino, who is the coach of the University of Minnesota, who is the son of Rick Pitino, the head coach of Louisville, beat old Hall of Fame coach Larry Brown and the SMU Mustangs last night at Madison Square Garden for the NIT to see who was going to be the 69th best team in college basketball. And Minnesota was able to win by 265-63. And what I loved about last night, L Boogie, it's a family thing with the Pitinos, man. Coach Rick Pitino from the University of Louisville was in the stands coaching his son on the sideline, who got the head coach position at Minnesota. Yeah, he young, but, you know, father had to give some pointers, you know, down there close to the end. So that was big. You know, I appreciated that, man. I almost shed a tear for that, man, because that's passion. You saw how Rick Pitino was, he was coaching on the sideline, man. And, you know, Rick Pitino, the son, had already given his boys, you know, the layout for them to play it out. And Rick Pitino said, no, hold up, do this. From the stands, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, big ups to the Minnesota Gophers. They got it done. And, you know, hopefully both of those teams, the University of Minnesota and SMU, can actually make it to the tournament next year without getting gaffled like they got gaffled this year.
No, they did not. Don't lose to Houston in your first round game of your conference tournament. And maybe you will get in. Don't you say it. University of Minnesota, you lost a lot of close games at home. I don't want to hear all that. They should have got it. Man, they expanded it to play-in games. I mean, what else you want them to do? We have any NFL sweeps?
Man, please. Yeah, you know I got some NFL, but, boy, you almost made me spill my coffee. I tell you, don't you ever disrespect my SMU Mustangs like that no more. Everybody has an upset every now and again. Ask Duke. Ask Ohio State. We would have did better than that. NFL Street Sweeper. The Buffalo Bills retain the rights to the wide receiver Mike Williams from Tampa Bay Buccaneers, man, for a six-round pick in the 2014 NFL draft coming up. You know, but we'll see. The Pittsburgh Steelers have now picked up Darius Haverbay from the Indianapolis Colts on a one-year deal. So, you know, that was big. And then, L Boogie, I got to ask you this. L Boogie. What the hell was on the mind of the St. Louis Cardinals first baseman, Matt Adams, who shoved a fan who had all the right in the world to catch the foul ball? And then Matt Adams going to say, oh, I didn't even know I pushed him. You know, I just heard everybody saying that they were giving me the bird. Yeah, they were flipping you off. You can't put your hands on no fan. You. Matt Adams, let me tell you, go back and watch the tape of yourself, homeboy, so you can see what you did. You didn't put your hands on the fan. You lucky the fans on the game, you the bird. You better be lucky me and L Boogie and the sports official of Skeetamo wasn't sitting on second row. We'd have jumped you, and we'd have really got kicked out, because I tell you what, better not ever put your hands on a fan like that, because you can't get the ball. You sucker! What was you done, L Boogie?
You took the words right out of my mouth. But I wouldn't have been like the guy who tried to jump on the first base coach for Kansas City in Chicago, I tell you that. I wouldn't have ran out there and thought I was going to do something. Damn near got whooped. I couldn't have said it better than myself. But let's get to the entertainment news. It's the top of the hour. You know what I mean? We're going to get my cousin. You know what I mean? He is so on it with the entertainment news every Friday, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, on the streets. Yo, what the deal, cuzzo? You in the streets. What's going on? Talk to me.
Yes. What's up? What's going on with y'all?
Oh, man, we just, you know what I mean, talking about this sports and what's going on in the streets. Let us know what's going on in the streets of the entertainment world.
Well, Trick Daddy, you know, a rapper from back in the day, you know, who made hits like Thug Holiday and Baby 'Cause I'm a Thug and all that, he has came back in the news, not because he released new music, but he was arrested last night and charged with two counts of possession of firearm by felony, possession of cocaine, and driving with a suspended license. In the the picture, his mugshot, he doesn't look like the Trick Daddy we remember from back in the day. He looks very stressed out, nappy-headed, and he has a lot of weight. So, Trina, if you're out there and if you're listening, please help out your boy. If you do want to see his mugshot, you can see it on my Instagram at BrandonCarter211 or on my Facebook page at www.facebook.com/BrandonCarter22. They have released the most profanity hip-hop songs, and the number one rapper who used the most profane language is Too Short. Shockingly enough, Too Short is the top. Is one he used, I believe it says 49.8. I don't know how they even broke it down, profanities per song. Tupac made that list, N.W.A. made that list, and the Ghetto Boys, and they tracked from hip hop albums they released from 1985 to 2013. We want to say happy birthday to the gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous Jill Scott. It is her birthday today. Lil Scrappy's daughter's birthday was ruined after a hair salon refused to take her and her family as customers because of the color of their skin. Needless to say, Lil Scrappy went off and made a big scene. Of course, police were called and things were handled, but everything's okay now. But it's really crazy that in 2014 we're still dealing with the color of your skin and not being allowed to do things. Love and hip-hop star Mandisi was released from prison. He was serving time for crazy, crazy charges. He finally got out. He was greeted by his girlfriend, Yandy, and so we're very happy for them and happy that they are released from prison. Another Love and hip-hop star who wasn't having a good week is Benzino. He's also the creator of the hip-hop magazine, Hip Hop Weekly. He was shot by a family member on the way to his mom's funeral. He is okay. He was only shot in his shoulder, but you know, questions are still coming out about what went on, why this happened, and all that. But he did pull through, and he is fine. Beyonce and Jay-Z were married 6 years ago today, and they are celebrating their 6-year wedding anniversary. So shout out to the king and the queen. Queen Latifah is on this issue of Jet Magazine. She may be a established Hollywood superstar, but Miss Dana Owens will forever be the favorite around the way girl. Hard to believe that the Academy Award nominated female actress released her first album 20 years ago in 1989, All Hail the Queen. From there, she won Grammy, Golden Globes, Hit Movie, Television Awards. She's a cover girl, and now she's a renowned successful talk show host, and her talk show has been renewed for a second season. So congratulations to Queen Latifah. And that's it. Brandon Carter with the Entertainment Report.
B, you said Too Short was on he was the number one rated person on that list, the number one ranked person on that list with the most cuss words. Boy, that's a lot of bitches on that song, ain't it?
Yeah, it's a lot of bitches, hoes, dick, pussy, all that used and 48 times in one song.
Yeah, I love it. I can't get enough with Too Short said it.
Yeah, Too Short, that's what he's known for.
You know what Too Short did? With that word, he showed us how to variate it. Like some guys said in a different way, like how he said, bitch, and see how I say it, you bitch. So it's different ways how you say it. You know that word. So big up the Too Short in the streets, man.
Big up the Too Short.
And listen to this. The trick question that I want to ask you, did he have on polo when they caught him?
I don't think so. He don't look like he's been the mugshot. He don't look like he's been wearing polo for a while. Maybe polo fashion.
Wow.
Appreciate it, B.
We thank you, B. And once again, we'll be hollering at you on Friday, and thanks for throwing that kite to the streets. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. And one Monday, we're going to broadcast live from Sweethearts. me and you, B.
Oh, definitely. That's fine with me. You know, I'd be up in there.
Rosé.
Yep, yep, yep.
There you have it. Man, we had the street sweep and we had the entertainment report in this segment. Man, we appreciate it. B, I love you. Tell your mom, tell, you know what I'm saying, both your nephews, you know, Cousin El Boogie said, I love him and I can't wait to see him when I get back to the city.
Already, El Boogie. You know what it is, man. We got to jump into the asylum, El Boogie, because it's kind of hot, man, and it got loaded real quick. You know what I mean?
Let's do it.
Oh, man, let's take it out to the land, man. Person we ain't heard from in a minute, man. You know, somebody called in, wanted to chime in with us. Hey, caller, welcome to the streets, man. You on with your boy El Boogie and T-Row. Who this?
Hello.
Yo, what's the deal, Pippin? Who this? You on live with the streets. What's going on?
This Pearl is good.
Oh, Big Pearl. What's up, big brother? How you been, baby?
Nothing, man. Chilling, man.
That's what it is. But we got Pearl on the air. Pearl since what, almost the new year, when we first started the show. You know what I mean?
Right, man. I've been hibernating.
I know why you've been hibernating. You've been watching a lot of college basketball because you used to be a college ball player just recently. You finished up. Who do you got going to the championship game on Monday? And who do you got cutting down the nets?
I got UK versus UConn, and I got UK taking it all.
Give me your reason why.
And remember last time I was on the show, I told y'all watch out for UConn. It's a bad Napier, didn't I, though?
Yes, you did.
Last time that boy called, but UK going to do it this year for me. I think they're going to do it this year.
Well, give me your reasons. Why do you think, you know, with those five freshmen, that they can cut the nets down? What gives them the edge?
Because the whole tournament, remember, I'm like, if you can hit big shots, you gonna do it. They've been hitting big shots. Like, teams been even countering with big shots. They just hit another one. Team come down here one, they keep hitting another one. They getting the boards at the end of the game. They hitting the free throws. They just ready. They just look real ready. You can't beat that. I don't care if they freshmen or not. They ready.
Tried to tell you, El Boogie. You trying to disrespect them young Wildcats. El Boogie don't want to trust them two twins. Pearl, what's wrong with it?
I don't know. What's wrong with them? How can you not trust six of them? Six close ones. They doing it. They got six. Like what? Five. It's gonna be six come Saturday. Then seven.
See, I'm rolling. Pearl, me and you thinking on the same line, man. I just think Coach Calipari, we call him one and done around here, and what he's able to do with young talent is unspeakable, unheard of. Nobody stays longer than 2 years with John Calipari. And if you do, you know, your family just set. You know what I mean? You don't really need the NBA. But these guys that go with John Calipari, man, we call that dude Juan and done. Because he know what he's going to get. He probably tells them boys, hey, look, you know you're only going to be with me for one or two seasons, and I understand. So do what you do for me and go on and get up out of here and so I can get the next best thing that's covered.
Right. Who don't love that? Who can't? You got to love that.
Let me ask you this. You follow college basketball.
Uh-huh.
Michael James McAdoo from North Carolina, he just went pro. In the streets, they have him rated as number 60. Number 60. And he could be
number
a senior this year. Number 60, 6-0. They have him rated as the number 60th prospect coming out. What makes you want to come out? I'm asking you, what's your opinion? Do you think that it was a smart move for him to come out like that?
Yeah, because this year's draft is going to be weak. This year's draft is going to be real weak. So If he want to get in, he got to get in now. That's how I look at it. He was supposed to have been left, but this year's draft is weak, so if he want to get in, this probably be the year for him to get in.
Wow. I thought he should have stayed another season. He's an up-and-coming talent. I think he's just going off his name. Some guys just get tired of college, too, but you know, I think he should have stayed another year, man, because he really – North Carolina didn't do what I expected him to do this season.
But, I mean, McAdoo going to struggle anyway because you don't know whether he a three or a four. So he going to struggle whether he lead this year or next year. He going to struggle.
That's true.
You're right about D-League all over his face.
Three. Let me ask you this. You're a young guy. You have friends that are in the streets. What do you think about the reasoning or what do you think about the process that the Eagles took to release DeSean Jackson and the reason why?
It's stupid. It don't make no sense because I look at it like this. Like when I'm at my job, we argue about it all the time. Like they try to – how you going to release him and, like, just check his track record, check his resume. He ain't got no felonies. He ain't did nothing to nobody. I mean, he threw up with his neighborhood. I mean, a lot of cats from neighborhood. Like, check his resume. If you're going to kick him off the team, check to see what he's done. Like, he ain't did nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? They got receivers on the team, other receivers on the team saying racist stuff, and they good. You know what I'm saying? They getting money. They playing on Sunday. All he did was throw up his neighborhood, and he get booted. He gone. You know what I'm saying? One pitcher, he gone. That says a lot.
Do you think that guys should cut off some of their childhood friends or childhood cousins who are still in the streets and don't, you know, affiliate themselves with them?
It depends if them guys is bringing them down. If they bringing them down, then, yeah, you got to make a decision and cut them off. But if they still chilling and you still winning and they ain't got you in no trouble, I don't see why you got to cut them off. You know, that's who you've been with, right? So that's who you've been with from day one.
But you just said the key thing. They didn't get in trouble yet. You don't want it to happen one time.
Right. I can understand that.
And you could be, and let's just be honest, you could be kicking it with the Don. He could be number one on the feds watching board, and he's in Versace. You would think he's a board member of a nonprofit organization, but he's running he's just waiting to be Rico. You feel what I'm saying? So do you cut yourself off from that type of affiliation? And he's your cousin?
Like you don't turn your back on him. You just go about your business. You see him when you see him. When you see him, it's supposed to be all love. It ain't supposed to be like I turn the other cheek like I don't know you no more. It's just supposed to be all love when I see you, but I ain't about to – you ain't going to be around me every single day. You ain't going to know the players on my team unless I see you in the club.
Good point. Great point. Let me give you one more last question, Pearl, before we let you go. It's winding down at the end of the season. Who's your MVP of the NBA?
It's right now it's Kevin Durant. I want to say somebody from the Spurs, but they too team oriented. I want to give it to somebody from the Spurs, but it's Kevin Durant.
Ooh, you hear that? They're picking somebody from Texas, Tim Duncan. You can never go wrong with picking Tim Duncan.
He's probably talking about Tony P.
They just too everybody on their team killing. Like, just give it to the team. Just give it to them.
Wow.
they Patriots 19 to the NBA. That one L. And they lost to Kevin Durant
in the playoffs.
Who you think the MVP
great
is?
Great regular season.
Oh, I got KD.
Who you got, L?
I got LeBron James.
Oh, you
man. Whoa.
You always picking that dude. Man, he give it to somebody else.
He cool.
Why?
But, I mean,
he's not having an off year. He's playing great. Did you see
he
how he dunked on
great.
Milwaukee last night?
If I was 6'8", I'd have done Milwaukee like that too. They ain't nobody. They the worst team in the league.
Kevin Durant gets a close second.
I'm glad KD get one in his career. Let him get one. L, let him go home with one of them.
Okay, if you want, okay, this is the year I'm going to give it to him. Okay, I'll give it to KD this year.
Yeah, just let him get
okay.
one. You know, after that is over with, for him, just let him get one.
I'll let him get. Okay, I'm going to give him this one. He's had 39 consecutive games of over 25 points. Okay, he has a great stat.
Yeah, LeBron
went into the postseason.
Man, but Pearl, we want to say, man, we thank you for calling. I just want you to know, man, you're not only on, you know what I'm saying, blogtalkradio.com. You're on Global Network One, you know what I mean, 365 Live, you know what I'm saying. So I just want to let you know that, man. And don't forget, Pearl, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Most definitely.
Man, make sure you call Monday. I'll be in Dallas. You know what I'm saying, broadcasting outside the game, outside of Jerry's World. So make sure you call Monday while the game on and give us your perspective on what you think.
Hell, Boogie, let's go back to the asylum real quick before we take a commercial, man. We got another caller that's been waiting in the asylum, man. Yo, caller, welcome to the Streets of Talking. You on live with L Boogie and T-Row. Who is this?
Yo, this is Sebastian.
Bass, what's the deal, baby? What's going on?
Oh, man, out here shaking and moving. You know me, Friday night, man. I'm out here doing it, yo.
It's first Friday. I know you whipping and dipping and doing figure eights, you know what I mean? Hey, yo, since we got you out there in the streets, man, I know the streets is talking where you be at. Who you got in the final four?
Oh, man, I'm dedicated to Billy Donovan right now. I'm a true Spartan, man, but we got drove by them boy from Connecticut, so I'm a roll with Florida, man. I'm a roll with the older gentlemen, the gentlemen. You know, the reason why is because of what I said. They older, they're more seasoned. But them young boys from Kentucky, man, they've been proving me wrong from the beginning. I didn't think they was gonna make it this far, but. They got a little talent out there, man. That boy in the middle, Randall, I like his intensity in the middle. But I also like that boy in the middle for Florida, big man in the middle, Young. Is that his
Young.
Name?
Yes, Patrick
Young. Yeah, Patrick Young is man-sized down there. He doing the Charles Barkley. And they got another kid that don't rattle either, jump shooter. I can't say none of them boys' names, man, but what I've seen, they don't rattle. And I think what's going to happen to Florida is that, I mean, to Kentucky in the finals, I believe they're going to make it to the finals, is that they're going to rattle. And we'll see.
Yes, we'll definitely see. Now, I know that you'll be watching the Phoenix Suns, and right now in the West, it's pretty tight between a one-game spread between Dallas, Memphis, and Phoenix. And L Boogie and I brought up the question for our fans, for the asylum. Who you think is going to be the odd team out between those three trying to make that final eight spot?
Oh, man. I'm rolling with Phoenix. I mean, if there's three left, I got to roll with Phoenix, man. I think they playing really good basketball. I mean, I don't watch them as much as I was watching them in the beginning. But them Jokers, man, they get up and down that floor. They play decent defense. And I got to give, tip my hat to my man, the coach. that former Utah Jazz. I say his name right now, but yeah, he been he letting them boys. That's what it is. He's letting them play, and he's bringing real basketball back. I think, man, I like those twins. I wish big man would go down low, but I don't see him ever going down low. That 7-footer shooting the jumpers, but but Dragic, if you fool around and piss him off, man, you're gonna have a hard game. Take it personal. Yeah, so you know, if it's Phoenix, I don't know the teams, but if Phoenix is in that three, I got to roll with Phoenix for that last spot. If that's the team, one of the teams that's fighting for the last spot.
That's what's up. Now, a question that's been talked about lately for the last couple of days is a lot of information about DeSean Jackson and the reason why he was let go. Now he's a Washington Redskins, going to be wearing number 11, 3-year, $24 million contract, 16 of it guaranteed. Is that a good fit for Washington, and what do you expect from DeSean being in a Redskin now?
I don't know, to tell you the truth, Trent. He light. He got a lot of speed, but he light. And I think, you know, I don't see him working out, bulking up at all. I just see him as a regular dude out there. And for them to give him 16 guaranteed, he can do shit in Philly. So, you know, they just passing out this money. They passing out this money, man. I don't get it. A lot of these guys, man, are getting these contracts and this – guaranteed free money, and they haven't proven themselves. You got to get a ring, man, to show me, put up some numbers that's going to, you know, make people say, oh, yeah, you're that good. But he's not doing that. Yeah.
82 catches don't get you $8 million.
How many catches he got, L?
82. That get you $8 million? That get you 16 guaranteed? Wow.
Man, see, it's a different day, man. You know, he's got that speed, and hopefully that quarterback, if they take that thing off his leg, man, I think he'll be the same quarterback he was before he got hurt. You know, I think that's restricting his motion. Because you got to be able to run, man. If that's what you was doing, you can't put that boy in the pocket, man. You got to let him be who he is. And if he get touched, then that's the name of the game. And it is football, man. It's a contact sport. So I'm not a Washington fan, though, at all, so. Really, I don't care what they do.
Thank you. Me neither. We still going to work them up when they come to Jen's world. Yeah, I mean, man.
Yeah, that's that Dallas. Hell, you ain't got nothing for me, man. Give me something, man.
Man, let me tell you this. What do you think about LeBron James going up against Paul George in the Eastern Conference Finals? Is that going to happen? Indiana isn't playing well right now, and you know, you be watching that NBA. Do you think they ran out of gas, or do you think they're going to be able to make it to play against Miami?
That's a good question. I still see Indiana being in the top one and two. What it is, Stevenson is that X factor. I don't think it's Paul George or even Hilbert. I heard Hilbert was into it with somebody. I don't know. But Stevenson is like J.R. Smith. When he on, you can't stop him. But when he off, he's subject to do some Dennis Rodman type shit out there. You know, you never know what's on his mind. I'm thinking this. I'm thinking kid out there in Brooklyn, he brewing up something. You know, I think that they're going to give people problems. Chicago's still going to play tough D. So, yeah, to answer your question, yeah, I do see Indiana and Miami, and I see Miami beating them again. They can't do it. It's just something about that Indiana. It's like New York. You know, they just they can't get it together. And it's sad because they really got the most talented team, Indiana.
You know, and then, you know when what got Indiana rid of Granger, doesn't have?
What's that?
they don't have a head to the snake. You know how they always say you cut the head off the snake
right.
and every you
right.
know what I mean? They don't
right.
have a head. They have
I
point
agree.
Guard issues. And they tried to
that,
bring
that
in
point guard.
Evan Turner. Right. The point guard yeah. play is not even solid. I'm not
exactly.
and no disrespect to him, but for that team it's not even solid. You know,
yeah,
he's going to be distributed. He should at least have 10 assists or average at least 8 with that team that he has, and he's not getting it done, and it's hurting them, and it's taking a lot out of, you know what I mean, PG and
yeah.
those other guys to work
yeah.
hard to get buckets.
Yeah. Yeah. When you depend on your point guard, or if your point guard is getting more buckets than your best player, then – yeah, you got problems, big time.
Especially
let me ask
he
you
ain't
this.
The best player.
Exactly. Let me ask you this. Well, let me go ahead and publicly apologize again to Blake Griffin, because I didn't think that he was going to ever put it together. But I'm not impressed, but I see he's working on his game. And I'm glad he is, because he's helping – basketball looked like basketball again, because I was totally confused why he couldn't get it together. But I see he's doing it, and he's playing both ends of the floor. He's actually keeping the Clippers in it, but they're not going to do it on his back. He
no.
can't lead them to the Western Conference Finals. That's just
no
my
pun
opinion.
Intended. No pun intended, big brother, just in case you didn't know. He hurt his back 2 days ago, and so he's kind of – You know, El Boogie called it out the other day when we were watching the game. You know, he starts getting soft right around this time. When the playoffs, when he starts
every
the playoffs, he starts getting soft. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to see. Like, I'm with you. Doc Rivers is over there working his magic because Blake is finally playing both ends of the floor, him and DeAndre. So, yeah, it's looking real good. But, you know, like it, playoffs is what we – what we judge is, you know, call you out at. So we'll see. And, you know,
yeah,
we appreciate
absolutely.
You calling him out and, you know, apologizing because El Boogie had to do it when he had to give it up for the plans, for the give it up to Kentucky.
Yeah, I had to eat a little crow.
That's why I like this show, because you can publicly let people know your true feelings.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Well, big brother
exactly.
back, man. We appreciate you this evening. Yeah,
yes,
and Big Brother Bash,
yes,
you know
sir.
We appreciate your perspective this evening, man, in front of the asylum.
Yeah.
We'll get at you tomorrow, man. You know what it is.
Yes, sir, at the park in the morning.
Already, because I'll be there.
Already.
And don't forget.
My man. All right, L. Yeah? And don't forget.
And don't forget.
To tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
To tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. You already know.
I love it.
Y'all be good, man.
No doubt.
El Boogie, commercial time, baby. Then you know what it is. I see Big Brother T-Nick from the Sports Officials online.
No doubt. When we come back, we're going to talk to Brother T-Nick. He's going to give us history perspective on all the topics we've been hollering about and much more. And you know we got a Freestyle Friday. Don't forget to call in. If you want to, the last couple minutes of the show, and listen up, 347, or get in the asylum, 347-855-8896. Log on, blogtalkradio.com. The streets is talking. Man, Global Network One, we appreciate you. The magazine, No Strings Attached. Next month's issue, it's going to be a sports section. Huh. Edited by your boy, El Boogie. Check it out. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Let's go.
Sunset, I ain't have fun yet. If I can't find a dime, I might have to call a bet. Gotta keep a show pussy. It's better than no pussy. I think ahead, that's why I'm ahead of most of y'all slow rookies. Women, weed, and weather. Send us back to that shutter. My team gon' eat forever. Them hoes.
dog niggas so clever. Trendsetter, stay fly. Every day I stay high. Bitches flagging down the marrow when they see me pass by. Burning rubber, at home known as a heavy clubber. Toby, I can cut her, but don't never ever love her. Bought this mother from the Kush smoke in my car. On papers and filters, I'm trying to put down them guards.
Get blown, a couple stacks might get thrown. Ride foreign, ride sled, that candy blue, that tan red. Get fall back, that trunk up. We come down, we
come up.
We banging through in that Swisher house. That Ryan C, that Michael White. Side hit Scott, kill the lights. They doing shit that your nigga not. I ride blades and 84s, but catch me up in them super posts. Or maybe up in them 100 spokes. We move around in that super sport. Nigga, ain't no lie, we did it. Real life shit, this ain't no gimmick. Really get tricks, really hit these licks. And I really came through and hit your bitch. My paint be candy, cup be white. Put that purple in that Sprite. Did that way before that hype. So we the ones you wanna be like. What a G like, see that be me. Still underground, ain't on TV. But I fuck them hoes, that's on TV. And pass that bitch like CP3. Can't be weak, we them hoes. Piss the boss and the young outlaw. Flyest motherfucker that you ever had, sir. Sound so rad, cause I'm that rock.
Nigga.
Friday. Final Four Friday. Man, we had a lot going on. DeSean Jackson signs a 3-year deal with the Redskins. You got the big games coming up tomorrow to see who plays for the national championship on Monday. You know, 611 people out of 11 million. Have those four teams left in a bracket on the ESPN Challenge.
Yeah.
Dante.
And
Dante,
I wasn't one of them.
I just got flown the kite off of, you know, with something else we were going to say. Also, you know, Chris Johnson, you know what I'm saying, will be released or has been released today.
Yeah. 2K CJ. Yeah. Yeah, come on to the Cowboys. We need a shifty guy like you. Because Murray ain't nothing but a bag of bones. Bag of bones.
Wow. Tiger Woods, he's going to look like he's going to miss a lot of time with back surgery, with nerve complications.
Fucker.
Yasiel Puig. He was late to batting practice and got benched. We talking practice. We ain't talking about the game. We talking practice. Yeah, we talking practice. You ain't Iverson. You ain't proven. You only in your second year. You haven't even got to your second contract. And they need to translate that to you in layman's terms. Because I know you smell the money.
The mucho dinero.
So, very, very disappointed in Yasiel. Mr. Clowney, he clowned in his pro day. Is he the number one picked overall? If you were the GM for the Houston Texans, would you take him in May?
Don't be stupid, Houston.
Because if you don't, you will have a problem. He's not Mario Williams. See, they're thinking about Mario Williams. He's not him. He didn't play at North Carolina State. He played in the SEC. And you knew him from day one. You didn't know Mario Williams until the combines, and then you start watching film. You knew about Mr. Clowney since he was playing high school in a green uniform on with the number 7. You knew he was going to be a pro. In rumors in the streets, he could have been in the first round his senior year in high school. Straight. Ryan Clark. They might do something with the Redskins. He signed a deal back with one of his former teams.
He still can't go to Denver with his little disease that he got. He can't travel to them cold weather states. Mess around and freeze to death from the inside out. Literally.
Oh! Man, let's get back in the asylum, man. Before we get out of here.
You know what we're going to do, man. We're going to bring in our big brother, man, straight, you know, the host with the most, man, right out of the sports officials every Sunday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, man. You know, I'm glad they adjusted the time because I don't have to get up so early no more, El Boogie. You know what I mean? Yo, big brother T-Nick, you know you always. The street official time. What's happening?
How you doing, fellas? Y'all doing all right this evening, man?
Man, you know what it is, man. In the studio, in the man cave live, man. El Boogie trying to pack and do some more other stuff. You know, man. Final Four Friday, T-Nick. Who you got, man, on this Final Four Friday? Playoff?
Man, I'm rolling with Boogie. You know, me and Boogie, we Syracuse Orange. Well, Orange, man. You know, back in our days, we the Syracuse Orange, man. You know, Enos should have came back, but, you know, it is what it is. Go get your money, baby. You know what I'm saying? As Boogie would say, get your money, baby. Show me the money. Go get your money, dog. But at the same time, I'm rolling with Boogie, man. I'm rolling with them cats, man. I'm going to roll with them Wildcats, man. They're going to take out Wisconsin because they got, you know, they got the big white hope, man. He's going to do his thing. He's going to throw his thing Saturday, man. I can't wait to see him in the NBA, man, because, to me personally, he a better version of Dirk Nowitzki because he can put the ball on the floor. He goes to the bucket. He got a post game. And they shoot the J's, but it's not going to be enough against them boys from UK, man. They got too many dudes that's going to the league. They, you know what I'm saying? Randall, them twins, and everybody else they got, they're going to get them. And they're going to get to the finals and beat them Florida boys. Because, you know, as Miami, as a UM fan, as a Florida State fan with Boogie, we got one thing in common. We can't stand the Florida Gators. You know what I'm saying? As a Miami fan, that's one thing I respect about Florida State is they never took us off the schedule, even back when we was winning titles. But Florida took us off the schedule, man. So, you know, they are. Hey, matter of fact, hey, Boogie, hey, man, I want to know how you feel about y'all changing y'all logo, man, because that logo y'all got, the new look mascot, that don't look like a Seminole no more. It look like Bobby Bowden with some face paint on, you know what I'm saying? That's what it look like, man. How you feel about that look? I wonder how you feel about that, man.
You see that little jab, man. You see that, T-Rock.
Hey, look, dog.
You didn't want to talk about that tonight, T-Dick.
Hey, I bow down, man. Y'all are national champs. I bow down. You know, it is what it is. Hey, I bow down, man. Hey, hands down, you know. Oh, you know what I'm saying? I bow down, so. Hey, look, though, I heard y'all earlier, man, about Clowney, man. Clowney is the number one overall pick, no doubt. If you don't take him, you're stupid. If you don't take him, you're going to be fired within 2 years. You know what I'm saying? If you're the Texans or if you trade out and give it to somebody else, whoever you are, if you pass on Clowney, you're going to get fired within 2 years because the tape don't lie. You know what I'm saying? You put the tape on, man, the boy balled out. Everybody say right now that, you know, he take plays off. But damn it, who don't take players off in the NFL? The boy never came off the field in South Carolina. So, you know, eventually you gotta take a play off where you just hold the line. You know what I'm saying? But the boy played, man. In the NFL, all you gotta do is make 4 plays a game and you're gonna be a multi-millionaire. Matter of fact, I said that back. You're gonna be a multi-billionaire because all you gotta do is make 4 plays a game. If they call your name 4 times out that game, you're going to get it. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get it, man. So it is what it is. And Texas and Oklahoma, you know, I missed the first 30 minutes of the show. Did y'all touch on the Texas and Oklahoma new name? Did y'all touch on that yet?
Nah. Go ahead.
Nah. I got you. Texas and Oklahoma. It used to be called, back in our days, the Red River Shootout. Then it became
Absolutely.
The Red River Rivalry. See, we don't even remember that. Now, what it's called now, the AT&T Red River Showdown. What the hell is that?
Are you serious?
I know you smell the money.
Right. That's Jerry.
Is that Jerry
Rose? Gotta get in there somehow.
And they're going to play that at Jerry House, I'm sure, right? Is that what they're going to play that at? I'm sure they are, man. Because that's ridiculous. You go from the shootout to the rivalry to the showdown. That's what I like to call the sissification of America. You know what I'm saying? First it was the concussions. Now it's this. Are you serious, man? Are you serious? So I move on, man. Boogie, as a Green Bay Packers fan, the Packers signed Coon to a one-year deal. I know you feel good about that when you seen that, man. You know what I'm saying? So just wanted to give a shout-out to Coon, man. The problem with the Pacers is chemistry. They traded Danny Granger, but if you notice, the Miami Heat never traded Udonis Haslem. You know what I'm saying? You know why? It's called the elder statesman of the locker room, a.k.a. the OG, a.k.a. the old man who will slap you across your face if you're wrong. Once they traded Granger, everything went downhill in Indiana land, man. So they're going to have to get it together, man. It's like what you said. When you got your point guard scoring more than your supposedly best player, you got a problem. You know what I'm saying? When you said kill the chop off the head that'll kill the body, they don't have a head. You know what I'm saying? You got nobody telling old Hibbert to shut the hell up. He out there talking smack, talking about pass the ball to the big man. You know what I'm saying? You ain't never heard no big man. You ain't never heard Kareem say that. You never heard Olajuwon say that. You know what I'm saying? You never heard no big man on a contender ever say that. You know what I'm saying? So there's a problem. Uh-oh, NBA score update. Atlanta Hawks beat Cleveland Cavaliers by 19 points. The New York Knicks, they fall to the Wizards by one. We got a tie with Atlanta and the Knicks. Boogie, y'all might not make it, baby. You might not make it, baby. You know what I'm saying? This alert to the Cleveland Cavaliers fans, and I am one. Kyrie Irving went out of Cleveland, man, so don't be surprised when we trade his ass. Anyway, moving on, man. Shout out to the people that's free. Chris Johnson, CJ, 2K, he's free. Also, shout out to the big Trey D from the East Side. Anybody don't know who Trey D is from the East Side? That was Snoop and Trey D and Goldie Lope. They need to go peep that out back in the day. But Trey D out of jail, so shout out to you, dog, for getting out. And last but not least, man, I was listening to your entertainment reporter, you know, and he always gives me some great updates on Friday. So I had to look stuff up. A little scrappy. You know what I'm saying, with going to the hair salon. They better be glad he didn't put the paws on the poodles in there. You know what I'm saying? Then I had him look up Trick Daddy, man. Man, that picture is horrible, man. He done picked up probably about 85 pounds, but he's 40 years old like everybody else. But I want to say this in my closing statement. In defense of Trick Daddy, I just want to read a little blurb from Time Magazine. It said that police obtained a warrant and searched his home in Miramar, where, you know, the rapper real name Maurice Young, he was detained getting out of his car. You know what I'm saying? So he was getting up to ride. So they was already there waiting on him. So somebody ought to call the popo on him. But they found a gram of the white. You know what I'm saying? They found a 9mm and a box of ammunition. And we already know he had convicted felon. He already told you he a thug, but he loved the kids. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. But man, I'm going to tell you, man, boy, the streets are talking. And when them streets are talking, Trick Daddy should have listened. You know what he should have done? We know what Trick Daddy should have done? He should have told a friend. He should have told a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends that them goddamn popos is coming, dog. That's what he should have did, man. Street Money on Friday, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I appreciate y'all, man. Thanks for having me on, man. I love y'all, man. One love.
Man, much love.
Bless your love.
He said he should have been listening. He had that grab of that white. Boy, I tell you, boy. Gotta be careful. Hell, Boogie. Man, we down to the bottom, man. You know what it is, man. Live show, man. You're a skeet of more time. I love this time of the show. You ready?
Yeah, but before that, I forgot to say one thing. I'm going to blow my whistle Sunday on T-Nick because you know you're in the streets and you can't be saying no white. We going to get incriminated. You gotta say Christina Aguilera. You gotta say some Miley Cyrus or something. Come on, T Nick. You know you in the streets, baby. You feel me, bro?
100, pimp. 100.
Well, sure, let me get started, man. Last week it wasn't good. Boo Meeks, yeah, L coming through the hood. If you didn't know, you get validated at third good. Man, I used to take it back to the park. 6 times I saw my father get sparked. Oh, man, I will always be swimming with the sharks. Oh, that's OG. I'm going to keep it real, man. We never play JV. It's Friday night. I'm coming through. Please don't bite. I just signed a contract with Sprite. Everything going to be all right. Is it going to be night or is it going to be me? I don't know, but I'm going to live all the way through eternity. Ain't nothing going to stop what's got me going. Boo Meeks, I'm freestyle flowing. Hey, yo, Ro, remember when Skeeter Mo talked about those two L's? I got two frauds wearing bikinis getting me out with the bail. Oh, hell, let's go to the hotel. Man, I'm boogieing, ain't nobody going to tell. Oh, the bra going to forget how to spell. After I get finished, man, she going to say, go to hell. I'm going to say, bitch, when I get finished, you better not tell, because my main bra got to come get me and get out the cell. Man, let me get finished, man. I'm done.
That's what's up, man. You know we got to take it to where the Final Four is being held, man, down there in the big state of Texas. Down there in North Park, you know what I mean? Keto Mo Jiggy Johnson III. What's up with my brother this evening, man?
Oh, man, you know everything, love, man. What it do?
Man, just having fun out here in the studio in the man cave, man, enjoying this good weather, man. Keto Mo, you know what time it is, man. Go on, shut us down the last 2.5 minutes, player.
Already, man. One time for your mind. Skeeter Mo Johnson, Jenkins Jr. III, you heard? Yeah. All right, I keep it funky like a dirty hamper. Niggas got that old green, I call him Fred Sample. Mine's thinking up the place like a used pamper. Got the po-po pulling up like pantry. I say I love all my kinfolk, cause don't make me slice a nigga like I'm Kimbo. I breathe in, breathe out, got a big white cloud of that motherfucking Nindo. That's a tenfold from the Cali to the deep. Niggas smoking good around here in the city. Shit, man, I'm gone up out of here, man.
He say we got that green like the Fred Sample.
We got that old green like Fred Sample.
That's what's up, Keto Mo. Hey, man, I know the city popping, man. What you doing this evening, man? I know you something to get into with the 5-4 happening down there, man.
Man, me and the wife sitting at the crib, you know what I'm saying? We just chillaxing, trying to stay out of harm's way, you know.
Yeah, because them Wisconsin white boys going to be partying like a little bit out there. They're going to drink to get warm.
Yeah, they going to lose, though, Ro, man. I'm telling you, it's going to be the blue, man. We're going with the blue.
Who you got?
I'm going with Kentucky, but if Kentucky don't win, then you know it's going to be Florida. But then you can't count out UConn, man. I don't know who going to win that thing.
It's going to be a tough one watching on Saturday. You know I'm going to call you during the game. Somebody about to get stalked on.
You know it, man.
That's what's up, Keto Mo. Love you, brother, man, and have be careful out there, man.
Much love. Maximum respect.
Man, L Boogie, couple shouts out, man. Shouts out to my father-in-law, man, who's a big Kentucky fan, man. He rooting for them boys, told me to give him a shout-out. Big shout-out to Team Destiny. You know what it is. Or excuse me. What is that? Yeah, Team Dynasty. They out there doing their thing. You know, had a game tonight, tournament this weekend. Hope things go good. Everybody checking us out on the web. You know what it is. Much love. Jewels, I see you. L Boogie, what's the deal before we get out of here?
Man, I just want to say, man, shout out to God, Heaven O You, Sports Officials, Global Network One. You know what I mean? The Streets is Talking staff. You know what I mean? No Strings Attached magazine. It's going down. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. And you know what I always say at the end, man? You know when you're in the street, those who tell don't know. Those who know don't tell. until we meet again Monday. I'm going to see you in Dallas. Ro going to be here in the studio. Let's go.
For some lean, let me call my nigga. He sell it for the high, I need all my niggas. Some niggas smoke, smoke, some niggas drink, drink. Got niggas on the block with the Glock, they don't think. That's a nigga back up, they end up fucking lapped up. I got to act right if you niggas wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no, it ain't my nigga. He tripping off a bitch, no, it ain't my nigga. Take a nigga case, yeah, that's my nigga. Knowing since I was 8, yeah, that's my nigga. Fuck my first bitch, pass her to my nigga. Hit my first lick, pass with my nigga. Fuck them other niggas, cause I'm down for my niggas. I ride for my niggas. Fuck them other niggas. Dead, I'ma ride for my motherfucking niggas. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas. And I ain't going in, it's on with my niggas. My nigga, dope boys, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga. YG, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga. Rich homie, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga. It's the motherfucking world. You know I'm down with the niggas down for me. I got two words for your love and loyalty. It was me and my nigga tripping on a half a beat. When we used to hit a wall and buy everything we see. Me and my down there nigga getting twisted. Nigga get the trippy, knock the gravy out your biscuit. I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas. And I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga. Wait, my nigga frontin' me, he the reason I'm straight. My nigga got a house, my nigga got a lake. My nigga weak, my nigga get a plate. He was still here and listen, my nigga, my nigga. My nigga, nigga shit, my nigga, my nigga. I fuck a nigga, bitch, my nigga, my nigga. If a nigga talk shit, then he ain't my nigga. My nigga, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga. YG, my nigga. And I ain't going in, they tryna leave my nigga. Stop seeing me and won't believe. My niggas, my niggas. I need a set of wings, cause I'm too fly, nigga. Tell them all about my business like a suit and tie, nigga. I ride for my niggas. Let it on my ride for my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas. And I ain't going in, that's on with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga.